Hey guys, and welcome to Braille Rose Blogs, otherwise known as Braille Rose BookTube, which is, you know, my YouTube name, but we're just gonna make it work for everything. Okay, even though it's not YouTube. So I just finished a great book, and I really enjoyed it, and I wanted to give a little book review on here. I won't give any spoilers. This isn't going to be a major long one. I've had a long day. I've had like some theatre workshops. I've had a very long day, and I just want to do a quick one. But I thought this book was too good to pass up the opportunity of discussing it. And I didn't really want to wait till tomorrow because I have things to do tomorrow as well. And because I just wanted to talk about it while it's fresh in my mind. First of all, though, I've got a little announcement. So, being a blind person, I haven't really got a physical TBR or to-be-read stack of books. I wish I did. I don't wish that I could see, but I wish I had, like, you know, a nice shiny collection of inky books that smell divine and bookish and cosy and everything I love. But Braille books don't quite have the same smell, and they are very heavy, and then, like, multiple books make up one book. So, I read my phone on my iBooks app with my Braille device called a Braille Note, which is like a Braille laptop. So I never really had a physical TBR. However, I have in the past like made lists of my TBR, and I have sometimes numbered the TBRs so I can randomly pick. But you know what? I found this app called Random, and I had it for random numbers anyway, for just general theatre stuff and any other thing I need it for. And, well, I just thought, okay, they can do lists. So what I've done now is I've added every series I haven't yet completed, every kind of upcoming kind of fantasy that I was going to read this month, which I haven't got round to, and every series that I kind of want to start, which are like major series, and also other books I've been sort of scrolling through on Goodreads and finding. So I'm really happy about that, because I'm able to now add a huge list of books that I want to hear about on people's channels, on people's podcasts, on just on the grapevine of people talking about books. And I can literally just click random number button or random list, and it will pick up a book for me. And I'm picky. I'm not picky in my books, and that is a real problem for me, because I just literally just go, oh, I can read anything, any fiction right now, and I'll click on it, and I'll be like, okay, that's fine, I'll read that. So having too much choice for me isn't very helpful. Obviously, if I don't want a big thriller or a big fantasy, I want a little romance, I can just keep clicking till I get one, because I would like to have a huge list on my app now, which is really good, because it means I have a place to store my information, my stuff that, you know, my books I want to read, and I can remove items off the list when I've done them. And it's the same as somebody else having a TBR, because I'm, in some ways, I haven't bought them yet, but I'm kind of collecting a, you know, a kind of little mini library, or at least of names of books that I would like to read, rather than kind of like getting to the end of a book and going, I don't know what to read now, I'm picking just something random. I actually have, you know, picking something on Goodreads and searching around, but I actually have like a way of kind of documenting books that I know I'm going to enjoy, and I think I will like, and kind of selecting it. So anyway, that announcement got on a bit longer than I needed it to be. Okay, so this book I read is Incendiary by Zoraida Cordova. And I really, really had high expectations for this. First and foremost, when I heard about it months ago that this was coming out, I was really happy, because I was like, it's set in Spain, in an area of Spain that I'm going to go to. This was like in January, and I went to there in January, went to Andalusia. And then I was like, oh, I'm going back in June, because I was going to go back for a trip. And then the coronavirus happened, and like trips cancelled. And I was like, this is really bittersweet, because it reminds me of where I've been, but now I can't go back. And it you know, it's bittersweet. But I really, really, really was hoping this was going to be a good book. And it was. This book follows Renata Convida. And Renata is a 17-year-old girl. And she is what they call a memory thief. In this world, there are four types of magic. There is Rabari, which is the very, very rare memory takers. There is Illusionari, people that can make illusions. There are Persuari, people who can persuade things. Like, they can kind of control emotion and control actions. And the last one is Ventari, if they can kind of, like, read minds and, like, kind of look into people's thoughts a little bit. So these are all really cool powers. But the memory takers, the Rabari, are apparently, no one trusts them because they could just take people's mind away. And everyone's scared of them. But this girl was taken from her parents to be, like, the palace's pet memory taker. You know, they're all against these people, but actually they're gonna take this poor little girl and make her like take memories and bribe her with sweets and like manipulate her. She gets rescued and she goes into the kind of the rebels with the Moria, which are her people, the magical people, and they're all fighting for the cause to protect people. And she meets this boy called Dez, who is like, he's the son of the leader. He is really kind to her. She's got this friend called Saida, who is also really kind to her. And then her little unit of the tri, of the kind of like the rebel kind of group, there is this other guy called Esteban and a girl called Margot, and they are all kind of Renata and Esteban and Margot don't always really get on very well, but she gets on with Dez and she gets on with Saida. And then, so we start the book kind of when they're trying to do a mission, and and basically there is a situation where Dez, who she loves, goes missing and is taken to the palace with her enemies, and she's like, I will go and get him. I will go on my own and I'll go and get him because I love him. Even though they kidnapped me when I was a child and a 7-year-old child, I will go back. And they're a bit like, okay, So she goes back and kind of hands herself over to be put in prison to rescue him. And I'm not going to tell you what happens, but what I liked about this is that it's about friendship with her friends, about trust. It's about kind of people mistrusting her for who she is, for what she's able to do, and people using her for that, and her being like, okay, I don't know who I am anymore. I don't know who to trust. And I doubt myself. And it's about her in some ways realizing, okay, I need to have respect for me because I, like, you know, it's not my fault. I was a child. And she's kind of trying to come to terms with what she's done, the horrible things that have happened because of the memories she's extracted from people. And she's dealing with grief for people in her life she's lost. And because Dez is taken, I won't tell you anything more about that. She loves him. So I quite like, it's not boy meets girl, they fall in love and have to stay together. It is, they have had a long time connection. They've helped each other for all these years. They've been kind of fighting for the rebel cause. And now he's gone and she's got to deal with that. She's got to deal with going back somewhere that probably will be really triggering for her. And she's kind of trying to find out who her allies are and who to not trust. And the guy who took her is like kind of like bribed her with sweets and trying to make her feel loved. So in some ways she's like, I hate him because he was horrible to me, and he was horrible, and he took me from my mum and dad. But I also care about him because he treated me nicely when I was a child, even though he didn't mean it. He was nice to me. And I think that's very, very true. I mean, I'm not somebody who's been through that kind of emotional manipulation and trauma, so I don't know how much I can say that representation is correct. But I have heard many times of people who have done a mixture of things being a bit of a mix in your head because, you know, there's someone who's made you kind of have awful things, but also perhaps they've manipulated you into making you think that they're the good person. And it's really good. I wouldn't say there was a huge amount of like minority representation. I mean, it was in Spain, so that is another culture. There were a couple of characters who are blind or going blind. There was a character who, there's a couple of minor LGBT characters. But yeah, I really enjoyed it in general. I like the scenes with her friends. I like the scenes with her in the palace, kind of dealing with the emotional stuff that she's been through, kind of like being forced to put on nice dresses and pretend to be happy while kind of being on a puppet string ready for the king to use, and dealing with taking people's memories to try and find out how to help the cause, you know, not even being trusted fully by people in her own cause, not being trusted by anyone apart from a couple of people. She can't even remember her own from her own memories, because some of her memories get locked in this thing called the Grey. So it's really quite good, and I think everyone should read it. It took me a while to read because I decided to pick up two books in one go, which isn't ideal for me. I used to read like 5 books in one go, and then I was realising that like now I just never got through any of them because it was just taking me so long to, you know, chapter of this a day, chapter of that a day. So I'm going back to reading one. I'm going to finish reading The Court of Thorns and Roses. After that, I may not go straight onto the second one. I might just pick up something different. I don't know. I do not know. I'll have to just see what my random TBR button says. And I think after the end of my Court of Thorns and Roses blog, I will have the TBR randomizer doing this for me and you seeing my reaction, because over the next kind of few days I'm going to be adding more and more and more books to my TBR. So I'm hoping that the one that comes up is not a fantasy, because I don't really want another fantasy, but a lot of the series I haven't finished yet, and the ones that are upcoming that I want to read are fantasy. But I'm trying to now kind of go through Goodreads a little bit and add some variety, and hopefully something good comes up, because I want to read something good, of course. And if it's fantasy, I'm going to have to deal with it, because there are a lot of series I haven't finished yet, and there's a lot of series I want to start, and there's a lot of standalones I want to read. So that's the end of this blog, and sorry I've rambled slightly. I guess that happens after a day of theatre, but I hope this makes sense. I really recommend this book. I would say the only real slight trigger warning I'll give for it will probably be something to do with anything to do with memory loss. Not, I don't know who that would affect necessarily, but obviously everyone's got their own trigger warnings for issues that they have, because she takes memories. Grief, I would say, up to a point, there is grief in this book, but not a huge amount, so I wouldn't say it would be too strong thing to majorly trigger someone, but I just put it out there. And a couple of scenes of people being hurt, like, it's not a very gory book, but there are some moments where people are hurt. And what's the other one? Probably slight mind control and kind of manipulation. But again, those are kind of minor. It's a really good way that it's done. It's a YA. It's not overly, like, done in a negative way. It's done quite, the character deals with it in a way that she's obviously struggling with these problems that she's going through. But it's not, the writer hasn't written it in a way that it is going, that these things are overwhelming to an audience. There's a lot of, like, minor character development for minor characters, and I would say it's well done. I would say nothing is overwhelming in this book. There isn't an overwhelming thing. Like, I mean, grief, like, there wasn't a huge amount of grief that it's kind of leading the story, or there's not a huge amount of gore leading the story, or a huge amount of, like, mind control or manipulation leading the story. So I'd say they're all minor aspects, but just in case someone needs to be aware. So thank you for listening, and I hope to see you soon at the end of my A Court of Thorns and Roses blog.